Welcome to Discover Daily for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex, and today we have an exciting lineup of stories powered by Perplexity's Discover feed. Apple's upcoming developers conference is set to focus on AI, WeWork's ousted founder bids to buy back the company, and Microsoft sees a leadership shakeup amid its AI push. First up, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference 2024, scheduled for June 10th to the 14th, is generating a lot of buzz in the tech world. As always, the focus will be heavily on software, with major updates to the OS ecosystem. The headliner is likely to be iOS 18, rumored to be doubling down on integrating generative AI capabilities. Imagine an upgraded Siri powered by the latest language models, or the ability to generate images right on your iPhone using AI. Apple is also expected to give users more control to customize their home screens. On the hardware front, while Worldwide Developers Conference is primarily a software event, there are rumblings that Apple could unveil its next-generation M3 Ultra chip, a beast of a processor that would bring major performance boosts to high-end Macs like a refreshed Mac Studio or Mac Pro. This would be especially appealing to the developers in the audience. Overall, expect Apple to lay out its vision for weaving AI throughout its ecosystem to compete with the likes of Google and Microsoft. For developers, it will be a treasure trove of new tools, frameworks, and APIs to tap into. And excitingly, the event will be returning to an in-person format at Apple Park, while still allowing virtual participation from around the world. Now let's switch gears to a fascinating development in the tumultuous story of WeWork. In a surprising twist, Adam Neumann, the co-founder and former CEO who was forced out in 2019 amid controversy and the company's failed IPO, has submitted a bid of over $500 million to buy back the company. This comes just months after WeWork filed for bankruptcy, a stunning fall for a company once valued at $47 billion. Neumann's bid is backed by financing partners, though details are scarce at this point. The move has generated a range of reactions. Some see it as a potential redemption story for one of the most divisive figures in business. Others view it more cynically as an opportunistic play to scoop up the distressed assets at a bargain price. Regardless, it's a remarkable turn of events that has thrust WeWork back into the spotlight. The company has expressed optimism about emerging from bankruptcy as a leaner, more financially stable operation. But Neumann's bid adds a whole new layer of intrigue to the saga. Will this be the start of a comeback for Neumann and WeWork, or will it be remembered as a quixotic last gasp? Only time will tell, but one thing is for sure. The business world will be watching closely. In our final story, Microsoft is seeing a major leadership shakeup as it goes all in on artificial intelligence. Mikhail Parakhin, the head of the company's Bing search engine and advertising businesses, is stepping down from his role. This comes on the heels of Microsoft appointing Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder of AI pioneer DeepMind, to a newly created position overseeing the tech giant's consumer AI efforts. The move has triggered a broader reorganization within the company. Parakhin, who had been instrumental in leading Bing and Microsoft's advertising operations, will now report to the chief technology officer while he seeks a new position within the company. Meanwhile, several members of Inflection AI, the startup co-founded by Suleiman, are also joining Microsoft in key roles. The reshuffle underscores Microsoft's intensifying focus on weaving AI into its consumer-facing products like Bing and its Edge browser. By consolidating its AI talent and aligning its teams more closely, Microsoft is betting big that it can gain an edge in the escalating AI race against rivals like Google. It's a strategic pivot that could have major implications for the future of search, productivity software, and more. And with Suleiman, a high-profile AI pioneer, now reporting directly to CEO Satya Nadella, it's clear that Microsoft sees AI as central to its future. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Discover Daily. If you want to dive deeper into any of these stories, be sure to check out the links in the episode description. And if you haven't already, consider subscribing to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. You can also download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to get these insights delivered straight to your device any time of the day. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh batch of stories to keep you in the know. Until then, this is Alex, reminding you, as always, to stay curious.